This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Slowing economic growth and rising government costs mean there will be little money in the next state budget for new programs. That was a message from the state economist to the legislature this week. The forecast they've drawn up for state revenues will guide lawmakers as they finalize next year's state budget. Economists still expect the economy will grow this year, but warn that a recession is possible. Denver's top law enforcement watchdogs are worried about staffing and transparency. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber says that's according to 2022 reports from the Citizen Oversight Board and Independent Monitor.
Both work on police and sheriff accountability and are concerned about the way Denver police reviews use of force. Currently, use of force reviews aren't open to the public, and DPD picks who does the reviews. They're also worried about staffing levels in the sheriff's department, which lost around 60 officers last year. That means staff have to work mandatory overtime and long shifts. It also means inmates lose opportunities like job and education programs. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Some people are celebrating St. Patrick's Day in Colorado by establishing a memorial in Leadville that's dedicated to mostly Irish immigrants. The site's large bronze statue recognizes the unmarked, sunken graves of nearly 2,000 Irish mine workers. Lisa Switzer is the president of the Irish Network.
It's grown to a life-size person who has his own personality in his own way, even though he's in bronze. We are going to, in September, unveil the final project and the larger elements.
Switzer says the goal is to provide people an experience and education about Colorado and Irish history. This is CPR and KRCC. It is Friday, March 17th. Coming up next, it's The Takeaway.